everybody from the sickies.
From the what?
Sickies.
Dickies.
Sickies.
Okay, I thought that's what you said, and I told Thomas that both of us feel like crap, and he said Poopcast, and so I told him I'd name that. I told him I would name this episode Poopcast, and he told me I better give him credit. So, thank you, Thomas, for the Poopcast. I love you, and hopefully, I won't shit myself during this podcast.
Oh no, I won't. My nose is just running ridiculously bad.
See, I don't know. Okay, so you know I worked Monday. I only had a one-day weekend. So, like, staring at my computer screens, I got the worst migraine today. So, I put my glasses on, and it got a little bit better. But now, my stomach feels bad. So, it's just 'tis the season. Pollen is here.
My thing is, I guess it's finally because it's warmed up a bit here.
It's like finally? 50.
It's like 50 degrees now instead of 24. So.
Well, that's what pisses me off. You know, it was 80 degrees on my birthday in February. And again, this past week, the high has been 55. Make up your fucking mind. That's why nobody down here feels good, because we keep going, wee, wee. Like, you can't see my fingers, but obviously they're going up and down, up and down. You know, like, the temperatures are never stable.
Yeah.
Dear God. Okay, so.
Sneezing all day today. Yeah.
That's the worst. Does your head feel full?
No.
Well, hopefully you won't get that part.
Like, I've just been sneezing. I woke up at, like, what time did I wake up? Like, 3.
Oh, God. Well, I wish I lived your life.
I went to bed at 3, and I got up at 3.
Damn.
Yeah. And apparently I woke up this morning because one of our roommates is always ridiculously loud. So Michael came in this morning to see how I was, I guess, because I was still in bed. And then he's like, how'd you sleep? And I was like, I don't really know. And he's like, well, I think you went to bed about 3 because you fell asleep listening to your podcasts. And that's not because they're boring. I just like to hear myself and Hannah talk. So that's why I fell asleep.
Yeah, we're not boring. He's just conceited.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
And so anyhow, I was like, I don't know how I slept. And so he told me. And then he's like, and you also woke up this morning and, like, woke up to say, shut up.
That is so you. I feel like you do that every morning.
So apparently our roommate, I remember our roommate being loud, but I don't remember saying anything. And he was like, yeah, you just kind of woke up and said, shut up, and then went back to sleep.
I love it because I talk in my sleep, and I apparently do stuff like that. Like, I will sit up, I will open my eyes, but I am not conscious in the slightest. And Thomas will be like, you remember I told you that this morning? And I was like, what are you talking about? I woke up 5 minutes ago. And he was like, Hannah, you were sitting up, you were smiling, you hugged me. You were like, okay, so obviously I was possessed, so don't do not trust demon me. Oh,
that's funny. Scary.
I wonder what makes us do that.
I don't know. I'm always afraid I'm going to say something mean, though.
I know, me too.
But
so,
I don't like mean, so I'm just like, I don't know if I ever want to get married.
That was my thing, because I told you, but I didn't tell the podcast people. I am 25 years old, and I got blackout drunk for the first time in my life, and I'm still embarrassed by it. I still have physical ailments from it where I fell. Because don't drink, kids, because alcohol is stupid. But that's the thing. Since I blacked out, I've been drunk before, Otha. You know that. But I can wake up the next morning and tell you everything that happened in chronological order. Like, you know, I never lose sight of what's happening or what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But being blackout drunk the next morning, there were pictures on my phone that apparently I took. Something I posted on Snapchat, me and Shabe, if you saw that.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Because I apparently tried to type babe, but I said Shabe. So my body, I'm moving, I'm going, I'm like actively posing in pictures. Like, I'm not, but mentally I'm not there. So that's why I woke up and I was like, was I mean to you? Like, because I don't know. I don't know. I try not to be a bitch. You know what I mean? But what if my brain was like, I've had enough of being nice, and I was just punching strangers in the face? Who knows? I don't. Yeah. I definitely do not. So, yeah. Tip of the day. Don't. If anyone offers you alcohol, kids, say no for more than one reason, but always think of me. Me and Shabe. Remember this. Don't drink, ever. Even if it is St. Patrick's Day. Don't do it. It was, oh my God, it was the worst. And I was so dehydrated, Troy. I drank 9 bottles of water, and I did not pee at all. I was like SpongeBob. I don't need it. Like, I was... Like, if you touched me, like, it was ridiculous. It was so stupid. Ugh.
Well, I can't say I've ever had any of those problems.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you won't ever, because I don't understand why people drink. And that's, when I woke up and I was talking to Thomas the next day, I was like, you know, there are people who are genuine alcoholics and do this every fucking day.
Yeah.
I could not handle doing it one time in 25 years, and there are people who do it every day? How ridiculous is that? Like,
well, to any of our listeners, we don't judge you. We just don't know how you do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I will not judge you whatsoever. Just please tell me what kind of animal bit you when you were a child and gave you these superpowers that you are still alive, because that's terrifying.
Are they superpowers, though?
Super. What's the opposite of power?
Weakness.
Super weak. Well, it's not a weakness if you're like. If you're.
I'm just saying what the opposite of power is.
Hey, quit licking your butt. That is the opposite of power. Sorry, talking to my dogs, not a human, because that would be weird. But yeah, you know, on the way home, because my commute is about 45 minutes long. I've been listening to our podcast as well. And I think it's good for us to listen to it. Like, we can see things that we don't like and we can try to fix it. And, you know, yeah,
I haven't seen any of those things, though.
I feel like I've seen a couple. There are times when when we were looking things up, I would get quiet.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah, and then there's just an awkward silence, you know, and I forget people can't see us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so different when I am trying to, when we, I guess we're putting on a show, you know, when we are trying to entertain other people that don't know us on a personal level. And I know if you're quiet, you're probably making a hilarious face, or you're thinking of the next, you know, Rigby Amadeus, I swear to God, come here. And now people get to hear me yell at my dogs because I didn't lock them in the bathroom again because I don't feel good. And I just plopped on the bed when I got home. But anyway, you know, like, I've never been in showmanship. I've been in a couple of plays, but obviously you see me.
Yeah.
I don't have to say a word. I can just let my body talk. But here, I have to.
Yeah. Don't nobody want to hear my body talk.
Oh, what's it got to say? Blah, 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 blah. That's what mine sounds like.
Right now, it's like, and seasoned.
If I could make the noise of hawking a loogie without choking myself, I would do it.
Ew, God. There you go. Now you don't have to.
That's so gross. So gross. But
yeah. Probably, if anybody's listening, 50% of those people just turned this off.
It gets better. No, come back. But, you know, I feel like, of course, we're only going to get better. We're going to learn from our quote unquote mistakes because we don't make those anyway. Scoff.
What is that word?
What? Yeah. I don't. That's the opposite of power because that's not us. Or wait.
So yeah. That reminds me of, you know, how we went and watched the Twilight movie or whatever. Talking about, like, at the end when she's laying in the hospital bed and she's like, wait, what does that mean?
This is what I wish we could FaceTime the world so they could see my eyes when I do that part. Because how she's sitting there rapidly blinking. What do you, you can't say, what is that, you can't say. I was like, oh, Mom, I'm just going to strike. If I ever met Kristen Stewart, I'd slap her. Watch her be our only fan. I didn't mean it. They probably.
Have you seen Polar Express?
I have not, no.
Oh, well, there's like at the end, near the end, you see this kid, like, because Christmas is just like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And they get this like video, and this kid's like, I didn't do it. And they like, they just keep replaying it. It's like, I didn't do it. And so that sounds like what you were saying. If she's the only listener, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, I didn't mean it at all. But you know, I've seen her in other things, and she
is exactly the same.
Pretty much, but like toned down a little bit. So I don't know if she learned from her mistakes or if they wanted Bella to be
in every film.
No, if they wanted Bella to be that like mentally handicapped. I don't understand. I don't know. But hey, I love those movies and those books. I still do. I haven't read them in a while, but I know I love them.
They were like a one-time read for me.
Well, you know, I haven't gone back. I've been thinking about it, but then when I pick it up, I just go, eh, and then put it back down.
You know?
I've already read it. What's it?
You're like, eh, I've seen the movies. I've read it. I know what happens.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
I reread Harry Potter every, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
Gotta stay on top of that, but yeah. Twilight, eh, well, you know, eh.
That's how I feel when I read it, too.
Oh,
this part's kind of, eh.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Well, I'll read, you know, book one, I get to book two, and I'm like, eh, just sit it down, and then go to book three. And then...
Yeah, because book two is the, where she sits in the window for years.
Like 6 months, and I felt like I read the book for 2.5 years.
That's fucking ridiculous, dude. And like, yes, you know, I know they're trying to play on the teenage heartbreak, but even then, it's not that serious.
That's a high school romance. That nothing happened. And they literally, was like, what, a year?
Yeah, like, I remember when my first serious boyfriend, we dated for like a year and a half. When that ended, of course, I was a wreck. How could my life go on? I'm 15, 16. My life is over, whatever. I did not sit for 6 months straight and like just stare into oblivion.
No, you met me.
Yeah, right?
How and could then, you?
I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I get what they were trying to do. Yeah. But they, if that was supposed to be a 20, they took it to 400. And like, you took it way too far. Way.
Yeah.
But, you know. To each their own, I guess. There's probably somebody out there who rereads the series the moment they're done. Like, they finish book four, pick up book one again.
Well, they get to book two, and they're like, they did this perfectly.
Yeah, right? That's exactly how I still feel. It's been 8 years. I can't get over him.
It's been 8 years. It's been 84 years.
As they stroke all 17 of their cats simultaneously.
Have you seen Jeepers Creepers?
The new one?
No, the old one. Like the first
Hell
one.
Hell yeah.
When they meet that lady, and it's like, how many cats do you have? Like, that old lady.
My favorite. I can't tell you which one it is, because I don't know. It's one of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre films.
I couldn't tell you, because I've never seen them.
Oh my god! But there's this character, she is this very large, heavyset woman with glasses and like a big old beehive hairstyle kind of thing. She is the cutest and the silliest thing I've ever seen, and damn, I need to look her up and give her props. I'll do that one time later. Sometime.
So,
later sometime.
Are there spoilers in that? As in, like, does she die?
She lives, I think, but there's just one scene with her being so large. Something happened. I need to rewatch these movies. It's been a long time, dudes. I don't know if it is Leatherface that comes busting through the door or some. Oh, okay. The girls that they kidnapped, they're trying to escape, and like she.
Oh wait,
the,
is she fat and bad?
She's friends with the bad family. Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
She can die.
But she's sitting at a table and a door is behind her, and Leatherface is coming, and the girl like breaks free of her chains, whatever, and goes to the other side of the table and shoves the table into the heavyset woman, which shoves her into the door. So she's sitting there, and of course he's coming up with a chainsaw behind the door, but I still don't think she dies. I don't know.
Oh.
But it's silly and I love it. But have you seen the new Jeepers Creepers?
The third one, the one that was awful.
Okay, I didn't finish it, but apparently my friend Brandon did, and he told me that it's not a prequel, but it kind of is supposed to pick up where the second one left off, so we're still like in the 80s or something? 80s,
yeah,
90s?
It's the first one. It's like the Lion King 1.5. It's in between the first one and the second one.
Okay, is Justin Long in this at all?
No.
Then I refuse to finish it. Can't do it.
Why would he be in that one?
Oh, yeah, he died.
Spoilers.
Oh, my God, I forgot he died for a second.
Yeah,
he I just did. Love him so much. Because he made the thing out of his belly button.
Made what thing?
Like a ninja star.
Did he?
I think. Hell, I don't know. It's been
I
so
just know
long.
He takes his eyeballs.
That's what he does. But there is some kind of ninja throwing star out of a belly button because they made a point to show somebody's tattoo by their belly button or something. And then
oh,
when they pick it up, that's what?
That's him then, because he had a rose by his belly button.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Why anybody would get a rose tattooed by their belly button, I don't know, but
just to make sure you know that's my belly button when you find it chopped off later.
I mean, it could have been something cooler, though, than a rose.
You know, that's just his thing.
I guess. I just don't think that wouldn't be my go-to tattoo, is a belly button or a rose.
Now I gotta go get one.
Ew, don't ever.
I'll do it. I'll do it for you, Justin Long. I know you're listening.
I mean, he don't give a crap.
Oh, dude, guess what I got today?
Herpes.
Other than that.
I don't know what.
Some Harry Potter shoes. What?
Of course you did.
No, they're like the canvas looking like Toms, and they got the Marauders map on them. They're super cute.
I knew it.
I'm excited.
Punch myself in the face.
My mom ordered them for me off this app
called
Mercari.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and I want to try to start selling stuff on there, but I'm also too lazy because if you want to buy something, that means I got to go to the post office.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so I've ordered. Did I show you that picture of that whale that I ordered, the painting?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, it's like a decaying whale.
Ooh.
And it's cool, though. It's like got seaweed and coral and stuff growing on it, and it's alive.
Yeah.
Like it's swimming. Yeah.
So it's decaying, but it's alive.
I'll give her a shout out. So her name is Caitlin Hackett. I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, do you know if she has a Twitter? Because we can post this picture on our Twitter and tag her in it.
Let me find out. I'm going to go look.
And guys, to go ahead and name drop, our Twitter is Who Even Cares TH. No one has followed us, so why am I still saying it? Has anybody ever even listened to this other than us?
Not none of them have.
Well, they count as us, you know?
I don't know which one's her. There she is. She does have it. She does have a Twitter.
If anyone out there, anyone has listened to this, please tweet us. Just say, I have. Or email us or something. We just want to be excited that there's more people out there than just us. It feels like a post-apocalyptic world, and it's just Troy and myself trying to survive.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
That's how lonely I feel.
Oh, well, she does have a Twitter. So, hey, if y'all want, go follow her.
No, she's going to get more followers. Well, she probably already has more than us, but people are going to follow her and not us.
Well, that's okay. So, it's that way, because if people follow her, they'll be like, yeah, we found out through this place. it's Caitlin, Caitlin _ Hackett. Follow her, buy some of her stuff, and then be like, hey, go listen to Who Even Cares.
Whoa, did you hear that?
What was it?
You'll be able to hear, you'll be able to hear it on the recorded version.
I heard it. What was it?
Oh, you did hear it?
Yeah, the really loud click or whatever.
No, it went. It made a weird noise.
Oh, never mind. I didn't hear it.
Dude, it fucking growled. We have got to get you here in town or got to figure out a way to podcast not in this app so, like, Thomas can edit shit out for us.
I want to keep it, though, so.
Yeah, you know, I want us to be super professional and people, but you know what? Our lives are not professional, and if you want to listen to us and be part of this, you've got to take it as it comes, hiccups and all, so. I thought that noise was incredible, so I'm glad it's in this episode, and hopefully everybody else does. It was pretty scary, though.
What was it, your stomach?
No, it just made the weird noise again, but it was this app.
Yeah, you kind of sound like a robot.
Right now?
Every once in a while.
Yours does, too. It goes, or something. But then... No, this, it growled like Satan was in the phone.
Well, I mean, you did tell Satan to take over your body like 3 podcasts ago, so.
Dude, my body, not my podcast. Jeez.
I know, but he might have just took over your podcast.
Damn it, Satan.
Oh, sorry, your poop cast.
Yeah, my poop cast. What was I going to say, though? Oh, you know, today's National Dog Day.
Yeah, sure.
Happy day, my doggies.
Happy day somewhere, Tegan.
Aw, Tegan. What's your name?
Anna.
All right, story time. Tell it.
Okay. So, Troy had a dog named Tegan, and we took her to Pet Supermarket. No.
Pet Sense.
I go to Pet Supermarket here in Noonan. It's my favorite store. We took her to Pet Sense in LaGrange, and I had her on the leash, and Troy was checking out, and the dude behind the counter, he's looking at me, and, like, he looks at the dog, and then he goes, oh, what's your name? And so I just, like, kind of look around, and I go, Hannah? And he was like, I was talking to the dog. Motherfucker, you think she's gonna stand up on her back legs and go, oh, hi, nice to meet you, I'm Tegan. Like, what the?
Well, how did he know that her name wasn't Hannah?
Yeah, exactly, rude.
Like, he knew who you were.
That's what I should have said. Excuse me, it is Hannah, so. Oh, but the coolest thing in my whole life, Dance Gavin Dance dropped the album cover for their new album, Artificial Selection. Uh-huh. And apparently they're at the Atlanta airport right now, so I have to hang up this podcast and go to the airport.
Okay.
Or I'll take this podcast on the road with me.
Yeah, and then you can meet them and be like, hey, say hey, shout us out on your Twitter, and let's do this.
Well, I've met them like 4 times, you know.
And they've asked who you were every time.
No, that Matthew, like I know him, Matt Mingus, he remembers me because of my tattoo.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, you're the happiness girl. I was like, yeah, think of me and think of happiness, because that's what I will make you, and I love you.
So god, is Thomas cool with an open relationship?
We've had this discussion, and no, he's not.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a shit. They're not going to be part of this. So, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't want an open relationship either, but, like, maybe they can just come hang out sometime.
Yeah. Heads up. If you got an online profile and you put Polly in your profile, that is an automatic turn off.
You know, I am very open-minded to what other people believe in. And this, if we do have any listeners, they might turn off at this point.
That's fine with me.
I think love and being in a relationship, a committed relationship, you can't even call it a committed relationship if you're inviting other people into that. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, again, to each their own. It is not my thing. It is not Troy's thing. It sure as hell better not be Thomas's thing one day soon. You know, I don't know. It's supposed to be special, and it's supposed to be between you and another person. And I don't know. And I'm too, you know, I'll be honest, I'm too fucking jealous.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You better not. Because, and especially like, okay, so the conversation of threesomes got brought up at work, and somebody said, could you do it? Fuck no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hell no. You better not be putting that thing anywhere else, baby. Come on.
I just don't get why you would want to.
Yeah, there's too much to do. Don't lose focus. Like, what was I supposed to do? Oh, that's right. You know, I don't know.
Also with this thing, so online relationships, I guess it's not online. If you go on a date with somebody, I'm not going to say any names because this happened to me. If you go on a date with someone and you make the comment, well, next time we'll do something else, does that insinuate another date?
Yes.
Okay. So, don't do this. Don't do that. And then when I write you to try and make plans, you disappear for a whole day and then don't respond. And then come back and be like, sorry, I couldn't respond until now, a full 24 hours later. You must have been kidnapped. But
yeah, we can discuss that.
There's more. Then you figure it out and you get the nerve to write this person again yesterday and make plans for them to come over so that we can watch a movie and have dinner. And they say, sure. And then you write them today and say, hey, are you still free to come over? And they don't respond. Don't do that.
At all?
No. Would I do that?
Did you say, would you do that?
No, I said, don't do that. I said, so don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that at all. That's really dickish. Like, and okay, that's another conversation we had at work. You know, because, okay, someone at work was telling us about how their second wife dropped them off at work. And when it was time to get off, you know, he's sitting there calling her, texting her, babe, where are you? Blah, 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 blah. About an hour passes and he's like, okay, something isn't right. Let me get a ride home from a friend. So friend gives him a ride home. He comes home to an empty house. His car is gone. He, you know, sooner or later checks his bank account. He has not a dime left to his name. And I was in shock. And he was like, no, it's okay. That's just the type of person she was. And I was like, no, that's not okay. Because I would rather you look me dead in my face and say, Hannah, I'm not in love with you anymore. Or I like someone more than you. You know what I mean? I can always respect honesty, no matter how much it hurts my feelings. You know what? I would rather my feelings be hurt than
I would rather have some money in my account.
Right. But I would rather my feelings be hurt than you blatantly lie to me and then leave me hanging. So I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, because if you look me dead in my face and say I don't love you anymore, I can go, okay, so you stupid. So that's on you.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you, not me. Okay. So, and then I can go about, yes, it will suck, but I'll go about my business. You know?
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. Like, how the fuck can you do that to somebody? If I texted you and said, hey, Troy, come over. And you said, okay, I'll come over at this time. I'm sitting there. I'm excited. I've made plans. I've got the PS4 ready. I've got Outlast booted up. I've got Dr. Pepper in the fridge. I'm prepared for you to be there.
Yeah.
And if you just don't show up, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a few people that do that to me.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So we should talk about that.
But then don't say anything unless you talk to them.
Yeah, you always got to be the first person reaching out.
Well, that, like, you make plans and you don't hear from. Are you coming? And then they're like, "Oh no, sorry, I can't. I'm busy."
Oh, I hate that shit.
That's my thing. Is then why? Just tell me you aren't coming.
Yeah. Or when I ask you to hang out, say no. Say I'm busy.
I mean, unless you have the intention to come over, cool. Say yeah, but then if you know you aren't going to make it, tell me. Yeah. Don't sit here and just not say anything.
Maybe they thought you would forget. That's so
stupid. I made the plans. Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Is like, and I know there's quite a few people that do that to me. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And hopefully they don't ever listen to this podcast.
remind me to tell you something later then. Because they got the job.
Really?
Yeah.
But they still work there?
Yeah, day two. They're still there so far.
Day two?
Yeah. I'll keep you posted on day three.
Yeah, probably won't show up.
I'm having a long weekend. I'll show up on day seven.
Yeah. But yeah, so just don't take it from us and don't do these things.
Yeah, you know, going back to me never wanting to be blackout drunk again is because I don't want to be a bitch. I want to make sure if those feelings bubble up, I control them. And that's the moral of my life. Don't be a dick. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bad person. Like, yeah. I fully support you go out there, you be happy, be the best version of yourself you can be, but do not hurt anybody in the process. Do not put anybody down. Do not hinder anybody else from doing the same thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why I was talking to Donna about it, and I told her, I was like, this is the last time I'm going to write this girl, and so if she doesn't respond today, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't blame.
Like, I'm just going to block her number and be done, because I'm not going to sit here and, like, try and schedule my life around this person.
Yeah, exactly, and you deserve someone who wouldn't do that.
I just don't know how people do it.
I don't either. When one of us figure out, we'll be sure to tell the other one, right?
Sure. I don't think I'll ever know, but.
Oh my God, let's get her on the podcast and interview. Why do you do the things you do?
Who are you? But I don't know. I just. Be a genuine person.
Yeah, people suck. And you know what? Like, there are going to be people out there that no matter what you do, they don't like you. And that's okay, because you can't please everybody. But
ask me if I care.
Do you care?
No.
Well, that's the point. Don't care. Don't let it stop you from.
Who even cares?
Yeah. Don't let it stop you from pleasing those who do care about you, who want to be around you and go out of their way to prove that.
Yeah.
So, just moral of the story, don't be a dick.
Exactly. Even if you got a vagina, don't be a dick.
Exactly. Because I've been a dick before, and I have a vagina.
Yeah, I've been a dick before, and I have one.
I was hoping you'd say you have a vagina.
No, not sorry to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't.
Damn. Troy is male seeking female, not the other way around.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Accurate, but that's funny. So I was looking around my room and I'm very upset. So I have my, you know, my vinyl player.
Yeah.
But I can't find the plug-in.
Aww.
So I've got my Dance Gavin Dance vinyl, and my Issues vinyl, but I can't listen to them.
See, I was going to buy the pre-order bundle today to go ahead and get the digital download and get a vinyl and a shirt sent.
Yeah.
But damn, I'm broke.
Yeah, me too.
And yes, it is Friday. That means it's payday. Your girl's still broke. Oh, but speaking of, well, I guess not technically, I don't know. I've been thinking, Troy.
What?
You know, I sat on this for like a week. Well, I don't know if I told you. When I got my phone, my iPhone 8 Plus, I was looking at videos, doing research between this and the iPhone X. And I was like, you know, I'm scared of change. I'm going to get the 8 Plus because it's exactly like my 7 Plus. And so I did. And I went into Verizon last night because I do have T-Mobile, but damn, they have shitty cases in stores. And I am a fan of instant gratification, and I wanted a new phone case. So I went into Verizon looking for phone cases. And, of course, we get to talking about plans and stuff. I could get the iPhone X for $70 and a cheaper monthly rate, and I'm thinking about doing it.
Well, you know that phone's getting discontinued.
Why?
Because it was way overpriced.
So,
and no one bought it.
I know a bunch of people that have it, but...
Well, no, by nobody, I mean the demographic, like the amount that they wanted to not get.
Well, instead of discontinuing the phone, why not lower the fucking price?
You would think. But I mean, they're not, like, if you discontinue it, like, it's not going to do anything to your phone. Like, you can still have the phone. So, I mean, if you want to get the phone, I'm going to be jealous. I'll be jealous as crap, but you can get it.
You'll be jealous?
Yeah, I want that phone. It's got a great camera.
Now I got to get it. I'm just kidding.
But I'm a terrible person. I might jump off the bandwagon and go get me a Galaxy 9
Plus. The 9 Plus, see, that's the thing. I was looking at that one also. I don't know which one I want.
Because it's got a wonderful camera. And you know I'm all about the camera life because I want to be a photographer. Heck, go check out my photography page, photography.by.troy on Instagram. Anyhow.
And that's why I want the iPhone X, because obviously I don't post pictures like you do, and it's not my aspiration, but I fucking love taking pictures, and I take them in Thomas's studios to make pictures and posters. I take them at their live concerts, and I take pictures of the boys and pictures of nature and all that good stuff. But man,
yeah,
I want it.
Yeah, I just like phones with cameras because it's kind of hard to walk around with
your Nikon hanging around your neck.
It's a Canon.
Boo.
Boo. Have you seen that meme going around, like, something is either the Krusty Krab
or the Chum Bucket? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Canon is a Krusty Krab. Nikon is a Chum Bucket.
I love Nikon, though. The first one I ever had was the D3000, and it did me so well for years.
Yeah, so I had the Canon T2i. And then I gave that one to my dad, and I got the T3. I mean, I'm still behind in, like, the series. Like, I'm way behind now, but I've always, like, loved Canon.
Yeah, and I was looking up a new Nikon to buy because I want to get back into taking pictures. Like we've talked about, I feel like I have no passions anymore, and I felt adventurous, and, like, I wanted to leave the house when I took pictures because I wanted to see beautiful things, you know? So
I want to see things, but then I just see myself in a mirror and I just decide to stay inside.
Yes, because I am so fucking beautiful. So that's why I never leave the house, honestly.
Yeah, I can just stare at myself in a mirror and
I'm so damn gorgeous. Mother Nature has nothing on me. Nothing. Fuck the Grand Canyon. Have you seen my face?
Do you have a lot of acne?
No, I just meant that I'm beautiful.
No, I know. It was just funny. You know, the Grand Canyon has a lot of crevices and dents. Yeah. Forget that'll be my Grand Canyon. Just look at my face, and it's like you're looking at it. That's what I thought you were joking about.
No, I just meant that I was beautiful, and people come from all around the world to see me.
Oh.
I'm just a little too cocky.
I'm like the... What's the other Grand Canyon that Georgia has? What's it called?
Stone Mountain, Pine Mountain, Pleasant. Almost a Pleasant.
It's that one that's kind of like Georgia's Grand Canyon.
Fuck, I've never heard of that. Let's go there.
Exactly. See, that's like you're the Grand Canyon people want to see you. I'm the other Grand Canyon no one's heard about.
Well, I'm more like the dumpster behind Walmart.
You'd probably still get more visitors.
Thanks. It's like clockwork. But...
Especially with the wall, if you're talking about the Walmart and LaGrange, you know there's a lot of, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I won't say it, but everybody knows what I mean.
That they do. That but, they yeah. do.
So, if I can, because I, you know, I have my 7+, I have to get it paid off. It gets done on, in November. So, once I get that taken care of, maybe I'll get the Galaxy.
See, that's the thing, though. I'm so, like, in love with iPhone and the whole platform of it. And, yes, you know I've had Android phones before. You and Kendall would get on my ass about turning green. It's the funniest thing. But, you know, I don't know. Android has truly stepped their game up.
Yeah.
Before, Androids were kind of laggy and slow, but I feel like they're very smooth now, and the operator systems, whatever, are top notch. You know.
I just don't like their discount emojis.
That's the thing. I don't want no dollar store emojis. But so a couple of my friends now have gotten that Pixel XL.
Yeah.
That shit is awesome. And I got to play with one today. You know how on Pokemon Go it's got the AR where it puts the Pokemon around you?
Yeah.
The Pixel, when you open the camera, there's an AR sticker pack. And like I was playing with it today and I threw BB-8 on the ground and he was just rolling around in front of me. He followed me. It was the cutest thing in the world. It was like, and you know, I feel like my brain is already so scattered. That's why I prefer iPhones, because they're more minimalistic, you know? It's,
yeah.
And Android is phenomenal, but all the customization that you can do, I get lost in it. And next thing I know, I've spent 18 hours changing the way my text messages look. I don't need that much power in my hand. That's why I prefer the iPhone, you know? I don't need to be in charge of that much. Get off of Instagram.
Who?
You. I said that you just liked okay. my post.
Now you make it look like I don't pay attention.
You are not paying attention to me when I'm talking to you, but you're looking at my Instagram, so it's okay.
It makes up.
Yeah, it makes up for it, because it's still about me. Well, it was about the dogs, wasn't it? It was the dog post.
Yeah,
because it's National Dog Day. If you want to see my cutie dogs, my Instagram is Princess Wizard. It's PrincessWZRD. Go look at my dogs. They're super cute. Happy National Dog Day. They're sitting here sleeping, and I've never been happier in my life.
Are you a girl?
Shut up. Titers. Is that your, that must be your mom or something. I'm still pissed about that. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember. We were in Noonan.
Walking around Ashley Park, my younger brother apparently ran into a dude that he went to high school with. And this was like 2 years ago. So I was even younger and more vibrant looking than I am now. And Troy and I are walking with my brother. He looks at me and said, "That must be your mom or something." I said, "Bitch, do I look like I'm 50 years old? God."
Well, this is also when you were still, this is also when you were still smoking.
Oh yeah, I smoked cigarettes. Damn, that was longer than 2 years ago.
So you were, you know, a little older looking.
Did I really look older when I smoked cigarettes?
Well, that's how it works.
My wrinkles disappeared when I started vaping.
You know, my sister, you didn't know that was my sister when we were at my mom's funeral.
Not at all. I had no clue who that was.
Yeah, because she looked like 35 or 6.
She's 30. I mean, she looked young, but I...
No.
It, you know. Well, she's not going to listen to this, is she?
No. Watch her listen. I love you.
I thought you were cool because you had tattoos and smoked cigarettes, and that's all I wanted to do in high school.
That didn't make her sound any cooler.
High school kids look up to you. High school kids are the coolest.
Yeah, no. So that's just smoking, you know, it ages you.
Yeah. Did I reverse age when I stopped smoking?
Yeah.
Yay.
You're now 12.
I am 12.
If we go see his friend again, he's going to be like, this must be your daughter or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so don't smoke, kids. Don't drink.
Don't do any bad stuff.
Just do you.
And hopefully you aren't bad things.
Yeah, do you without needing other things to do you.
With needing other things? Yeah, that sounds right.
But yeah, so there you go. Just do the right. Choose the right.
I feel like this has been a very good, inspirational, educational podcast episode.
It's because we're sick.
Mm-hmm. We're sick, and we want you to make the right decisions because we obviously didn't, and we're being punished right now.
You make it sound like we're terrible people.
We are the worst.
Oh, okay.
I once saw Troy throw a kitten into a ceiling fan.
Don't say
that. That's a joke.
Clear that up. Clear it up, because I've never done that in my life.
Okay, it was me that did it. And I am sick now because of it, so don't hurt kittens.
Did you really?
No, God, no.
Oh, I don't know.
I killed a spider one time.
No, let me tell you, I was about to say something about a spider. If you think I threw a kitten in a ceiling fan, I used to, when I was younger, I would catch grasshoppers and was like, you know what, grasshopper? Spiders are hungry. So I was going to go feed a spider. I threw the grasshopper in the web, saw the spider getting ready to attack. I felt bad and I heard and got a stick and got the grasshopper out of the web.
Aw, that's so sweet.
If you think that I'm going to throw a cat into a ceiling fan, something is wrong.
Well, did the grasshopper die from, like, the sheer shock and the torture of being thrown into a web?
No, it ran away. Or hopped away. Whatever they do.
That's so sweet.
Well, I couldn't do it, so.
Yeah, I've totally killed insects and felt bad about it.
You did feel bad about it?
Yeah, because they have families, too, you know? I could, like, if I'm able to, I put them on a piece of paper or something where they can't jump at me, and then I let them go outside. But then if you come back, that's on you.
You're just like, they have jobs too.
Yeah, like they have.
If I kill this little cockroach, I kill him. I don't care. But if I kill this cockroach, he's not going to be able to take home the food that he was getting.
Yeah, how's he going to support his family? And but cockroaches, ooh, I can't even like be in the same room as them. If I see one, I run away and scream. And I'm like, Thomas, fix it. And he's like, fix what? And I'm like, you'll figure it out. And then 3 days screaming. Later.
He's like, no.
Yeah. No, it's just, ugh. But yeah, if I'm able, I catch them and take them outside. And then, but I tell them, I look them dead in there, however many eyes they have, depending on the bug. And I say, look, I'm setting you free. Do not come back in my house, and I will not bother you at yours. And if they come back in, I say, look, I told you so. And then they have to die.
Well, see, I don't feel bad with killing spiders, roaches, or centipedes.
Oh, centipedes. I just got like the weirdest chill up my spine.
And so if I see those, I'm going to kill them. Especially because spiders, for some reason, like to come into my home when it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm trying to watch TV.
Ugh.
And so, you know, my living room, it's the hardwood floor. So I'll be sitting in my dad's recliner because I'm old. And I'm enjoying it. Got my feet up. And all of a sudden, I'll see something out of the corner of my eye scooting across the floor.
Oh, my God.
And I look over, and it's the same kind of spider, wolf spider, every time.
See, yeah, you live out deep in the woods, and wolf spiders are nothing to play with. And, like, I've dealt with a wolf spider one time, and all I could do was scream until someone came into the room.
But I don't like spiders, so I kind of freeze up for a second and get that weird feeling in my back.
Yeah, and my thing is, I don't want to kill them, because that means then you got to pick it up and throw it away.
I'm always afraid it's going to get me through the napkin.
I know! Like, okay, he's just playing dead and he's going to bite me and kill me.
But something like that. Like, I know a roach isn't going to get me. but I still don't like picking them up through the napkin just because I want to feel it. I don't want to feel it move.
I know, and I told you about a scorpion trying to crawl into my panties, right?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, so this is when I dated Ryan. We lived at a lake house, and scorpions love the water. So living lakefront, scorpions would just come inside the house whenever the fuck they felt like it, and I was like, oh hell no. And when we moved, we packed up everything we owned, you know, because we were moving, and moved into this trailer with his grandmother passed away, and her girlfriend was left in the house, and, you know, she needed help supporting the house and herself, so we moved in to help her. And this is the place where I encountered a wolf spider. And he worked third shift, so I was by myself. A wolf spider.
Spider worked third shift.
No, Ryan worked third shift. I'm going to go see Miss Gale. There's a wolf spider on the door, so I start screaming bloody murder, and she comes in with a fly swatter, and I was like, "That's not gonna do the trick, little lady." And then, no, the scorpion was later. But anyway, I'm laying in bed, and I feel something on my leg. And I was like, whatever, I shaved tonight. I probably missed a spot. And I kind of like readjust and lay back down. And then I feel it again, but a little higher up this time. And I was like, whoa, Nelly, that's not just an ingrown hair. And I pull the blanket back, and a scorpion is like trying to get into my underpants near my vagine. I literally did like a backflip off the bed. Ryan was there that night, thank God, because I've never in my life felt that sheer panic, and I'm screaming, I'm like ripping my clothes off, like hitting myself trying to make sure it's not on me. And yeah, I'm petrified of scorpions, and I can't. I thought it was bad enough having to look at them in the house and like scream and try to sweep them out. But having one crawl on your body, trying to get into your undergarments is, I still have nightmares about it sometimes. It's because they're little stinger.
Never had that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just get spiders, and they're bad enough. Yeah. But my dad told me a story once when they lived in Arizona, and his sister was in her room or whatever, and she woke up one night and to do something, and she came back, and her pillow was moving. And, like, she pulled the pillow back, and there were, like, 15 baby scorpions under her pillow.
You are fucking kidding me.
No, like apparently the mom had gone under there and like let him go.
Oh my god. Well, see, I called my mom and told her about that, like crying hysterically at how my life was over because the scorpion tried to impregnate me or something. And
was she unsympathetic?
Well, no, she said, well, you know, when you were a baby, there used to be dead scorpions in your toy box. They're probably coming back to avenge them. And I was like, number one, what the fuck? Did you not clean out my toy box? And then number two, what the fuck? Why are you telling me they're coming to get me? That was traumatizing, and it brought up like PTSD flashbacks, like me being attacked by scorpion as a child, and Yeah, so that's my life, guys. That is my life.
No, I haven't ever really had a problem. The only thing that's ever happened to me is I was sitting down and like a bee landed on my leg.
Ugh. The one and only time... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, the one and only time I've ever been stung by a bee, the bee was dead and I accidentally stung myself with it. And it was in, like, the crick of my arm, where your arm bends.
I stepped on a dead bee once, and it stung me on the toe.
Ew, poor toe. Poor bee.
And then I had a wasp fly into my shirt and bite and sting me at the same time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How old were you when that happened?
Like 10 or 11.
Wasp bite?
Yeah. So like I pulled like, because it was just like got down into my shirt, just barely below my neck. And so like I pulled like, I guess once it got away, I don't know how, I pulled my shirt down and had like a bite and a sting at the same time.
Oh my God. I would have punched the shit out of that wasp.
In the future, let me get my words to work. If you put milk on a piece of bread and put it on your bite, it helps.
Does it helps with the pain, or it like makes it not get infected, or
it helps the pain?
I wonder if that would work with like any kind of bite.
Like it draws out the venom or poison, whatever it is.
Well, you know, I got bit by a brown recluse, and I didn't. I did not go to the hospital. My mom said she knew an old wives' tale. And have you ever seen a brown recluse bite?
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah, like how it literally starts eating your skin away.
Yeah.
So I had a divot in my, it's on my right shin, and I still have a scar from it. And it's like a chunk of my meat is gone. Like there's a divot in my leg. And it's literally eating the meat away from my leg. I have this open, gaping sore. And guess what the old wise tale was to draw venom out?
Lemon.
Troy. Put fucking meat tenderizer in the open wound. Jennifer Schumacher Walker came through that living room with meat tenderizer. And I said, what you gonna do? Make it more tasty for the next time he comes back? Because I got bit in my sleep, so I didn't kill that thing. I don't know where it went. All it was doing was waiting on me to tenderize this meat and come back for seconds. And that's what my mama did.
Tender beef tenderloin.
Oh my God. She really did. She tenderized my meat.
Well, I guess it worked, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It pulled it all out. I still have never been to the hospital about it. And now it's just a scar. So I'm still alive. And that was like 2-3 years ago.
No, when I was on my mission, what's his name? My companion was named Elder Johnson. He apparently rolled over onto a brown recluse and it bit him on the arm. And so like we went to the doctor or whatever. And after a couple days, he had like a piece of necrotic skin So it felt like a piece of like a pebble, not really that big a pebble, like teeny tiny pebble under the bite.
That's what mine was doing. It before it became a hollow or like a divot or, you know, like a hole, it was a bump and it was hard.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't know what it was. I would mess with it. That's what I do. And then one day the bump like disappeared and there was just a open hole in my leg.
Damn.
It was traumatizing. And oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please don't stop listening to the podcast because that's gross. But if you ever get bit by a brown recluse,
let's go to the doctor.
No, let's try bread and milk. Let's do some more meat tenderizer. It fucking hurts, but it works.
Well, I'm saying bread and milk for like a bee sting. Don't do that for a bite.
You don't think?
I don't know, but I don't want to say it works and then
someone dies from milk poisoning, getting in an open wound and tracing their blood with milk. Off.
Yeah, your leg fall off and then they come back and find me and I'm not a doctor in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'm not either, nor is my mom. We just believe in what our elders tell us. And they said, if you get an open sore, put some meat tenderizer on it, and it works. Because, you know, being vegetarian, I don't tenderize animal meat. I just tenderize human meat. So
there you go. Mike's Super Short Show.
That is it. That's NIDS Declassified tip number one.
Meat tenderizer.
Meat tenderizer on the poop cast.
Tenderize me, Captain.
Ew. What, like meat flavored Captain Crunch cereal?
You ever watch The Amanda Show?
Duh.
When they're like, hey kids, what do you want for breakfast? And the guy that plays Drake is like, cereal. And Amanda's like, meatloaf.
Ew, yeah.
It's like meatloaf cereal.
Oh my God. That show is to this day still genius.
It turns your milk into gravy.
God, it's so gross.
I feel like we have taught a lot today.
I think so, too. Okay, recap. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a dick. Put meat tenderizer in your open wounds.
And milk and bread on your bee stings.
Milk and bread on stings. And also, if you don't want to hang out with somebody, just fucking tell them, because waiting around and thinking something's wrong with you is the worst feeling in the world. I was almost going to name drop right there.
Woo! Oh, and then don't smoke, don't drink.
Oh, there, yeah. Don't do drugs. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't drink alcohol. Sit on your bed. Watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Drink your
Play water. Fortnite with your friends.
Play Fortnite with your friends. Have your fantastic, most incredibly haired boyfriend in the world prepare you dinner and bring it, as he knows your podcast is ending, and live a good life. And have two beautiful dogs sitting next to you on National Dog Day. What more can you ask for?
A girlfriend to do those things for you.
You'll find her. She's out there, and she's probably, maybe, hopefully going to listen to this podcast and know what not to do. And then she's going to show up at your door and be like, here's two dogs and dinner, Troy.
Yeah, so my name's Troy. I live in Rexburg, Idaho.
You'll have to DM us for the address, because we don't want to throw that out there.
I'm not putting it over the...
Yeah, you have to have...
Maybe once we become popular, we'll give you our P.O. box and you can send us nice things. To help.
God, that's all I want. A P.O. box where people send me funny things like Dixie Chicks coasters or something. I don't know. That's the first random thing I thought of. If Dixie Chicks coasters exist and we get famous like 2 years from now and somebody hears this episode, please send them to me. I'll give you my P.O. box when we get famous enough to have one. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you in advance, and I already love them, so
thank you. They're already on my new refurbished hardwood table.
That's it. They look so beautiful with my collection of Reba mugs.
Dixie Chicks memorabilia.
Yeah, my other Dixie Chicks memorabilia.
All right, listeners.
Yeah, this was a good one, a good random one.
Exactly. Maybe we need to be sick more often.
Yeah, we're more intelligent when we're sick. We're more caring.
You can send in a bottle when we get our P.O. box.
Yeah, we'll get a P.O. box one day. But follow us on Twitter, whoevencaresth. Email us, whoevencaresth@gmail.com. Again, we do nothing with our lives, so we are always here to talk.
Talk to us.
Please, we're so bored. We're so lonely. But yeah, thanks for joining us on episode 8 of the Poopcast.
The Poopcast.
Have a good night, guys. Or good morning, or good whatever.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Goodbye.